Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Carlos, jumping into game two of this Philly series, but first and foremost, some kind of breaking news here with Jonah Tong, who's 22 years old, going to come up and make a spot start on Friday. What went into the decision to get that young kid up here?
Yeah, man, exciting times. You know, as a big league manager, when you're going through the process and making those decisions, the fact that you got a 22 years old that started in AA, and he's pretty much in the conversation, and then when you make the final decision and he's the guy, like, got to give credit to a lot of people in the organization, from the scouting department to player development, to the fact that, you know, they continue to provide services for us whenever there's a need. And for Jonah, special. He put himself in this position. He pretty much dominated the minor leagues, you know, AA. Then we put him at the AAA level. And after a couple of starts, he continues to dominate. And, you know, we decided it was time for him to help us here at the big league level.
Two different pitchers, Jonah Tong and Nolan McLean. But does McLean's success showing that, okay, that AAA stuff worked up here, did that maybe help? Okay, maybe Tong stuff can also work up here.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. Every situation is unique, and it's hard. You're never going to compare and put that pressure on, like, all right, McLean did it, now Jonah, you know, like, for us, it's be yourself, right? That's part of, like, relying on the player development and the reports and that you get. You know, hey, how is he handling situations when he gets in trouble? How is he going to bounce back, like, mentally? How are they going to be able to, you know, make adjustments? And, you know, they continue to check those boxes. And McLean did it. Jonah, after, you know, two starts at the AAA level, we felt good, and we're gonna roll with him.
You've been in player development. You've been on that side of it where you have to get guys ready for those things. So how much testing really do you think went into this, even though it seems like, wow, just two starts at AAA? Like, how much went into this?
Look, man, I'm pretty sure that David and Eduardo and, a lot, you know, with our coordinator, Andy Green, there was a lot of people behind the scenes having discussions. You know, in the meantime, I'm here managing and trying to win baseball games, right? And then you have some brief conversations, but I'm pretty sure there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of scouts watching these kids, a lot of people going out to Syracuse and watching and just to see it in person, not so much with the computer and what the numbers are telling you, but just with your own eyes. And, you know, look, man, like, He passed the tests, and here he is at the big league level now.
Shifting to the actual game going on today, Sean Manaea facing Jesus Luzardo. What do you think last night might have done for your team, getting hit in the mouth early and then not only punching back, but the knockout blow?
Yeah, look, it was good to see the boys fight back the way they did it. You know, we haven't been able to do that lately or pretty much a whole year. You know, I feel like we get the lead. If we lose it, we have a hard time kind of getting it back. And for us to, especially against a good arm last night on Sanchez, he's been tough against everyone. But getting down 3-0, Senga kind of struggling, gets through the fourth, and then before you know it, it's a tie game, and we continue to put together some really good at-bats. It was good to see it. We know we're a good team. They're a good team, and I like where we're at.
Our calls. Thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.